capital. Thousands of public sector workers protest the British government's spending cuts. Another day of travel disruptions and fuel shortages in France as strikes continue. And also this hour, Bahrain votes amid accusations of a violent crackdown on Shia opposition figures. Well, you're watching World News here on Press TV. We're coming to you live from our headquarters in Tehran. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Well, a cholera outbreak in rural Haiti threatens to outpace aid groups as they try to keep the disease from reaching the capital, Port-au-Prince. Health officials say at least 220 people have died so far, with over 2,000 others infected, mostly in a region north of the capital. Authorities worry the next target will be hundreds of thousands of Haitians left homeless in Port-au-Prince by January's devastating earthquake. They're now living in unsanitary conditions in refugee camps. First cases of cholera have already been detected there. Aid groups are rushing to medical and relief supplies to control the outbreak.
Today we received a delivery from Port-au-Prince, 8 trucks full of supplies. We received 30,000 liters of water as well as antibiotics to treat and prevent cholera for 3,000 people, as well as tents, mattresses and plastic sheets. So it's been 3 days we've been delivering supplies here in Haiti.
But some hospitals are evacuating patients to other clinics while hundreds lined car parks waiting for treatment. Cholera was not present in Haiti before January's earthquake. Experts, however, warn that conditions are ripe for disease to strike in areas with limited access to clean water. Well, they're just days before the October 31st runoff in Brazil's presidential election. But as everything should seem perfect for an election without any troubles, a new report shows leading ruling party candidate Dilma Rousseff has been involved in a corruption case. A report by the most read Veja magazine says ruling Workers' Party frontrunner Rousseff had ordered the Justice Department to frame up her opponents and get them entangled in legal cases. The article adds that Rousseff gave the order while she was President Lula da Silva's chief of staff from 2005 to 2010. The report has also mentioned that Justice Secretary Pedro Ebramovay was strongly against the move at the time. Meanwhile, Rousseff has rebuffed the accusation. The recent report comes at a time when Rousseff is outdoing her rival José Serra in the opinion polls. Ecuador's President Rafael Correa has rejected a call to give amnesty to police officers implicated in last month's rebellion. Late September, Correa was cornered in a hospital by police who seized a barracks and stormed the Congress building to protest cuts in bonus pay. The police mutiny plunged the country into chaos and forced Correa to seek refuge in a hospital. 10 people were killed and more than 270 wounded during clashes when striking officers clashed with supporters of Correa. Scores of police officers have been detained for their alleged role in the mutiny. Over 100 officers are facing disciplinary proceedings that could result in their firing, and some are being investigated for possible criminal charges. Unknown gunmen have killed over a dozen young people in northern Mexico. Attackers stormed 2 homes and opened fire at a birthday party in Ciudad Juarez. The majority of victims are teenagers or people in their early 20s. At least 20 people were also injured in the incident. Police say they have no immediate information on any suspects or possible motives behind the attack. The incident happens despite a new government strategy to restore order with massive police deployment. Ciudad Juarez is considered the world's most violent city with shooting incidents on a daily basis. Earlier this month, a similar attack in the city left 7 partygoers dead. Thousands of public sector workers have staged demonstrations across the UK in protest against the government's spending cuts. The unions say that David Cameron's government is making the poor pay for the wrongs of the rich. Our UK correspondent has more from London.
British public sector unions are preparing for a fight with the government. At the moment, the numbers joining their demonstrations are not huge. But as people start to lose their jobs over the next 4 years, they feel that will change.
Ever since the Chancellor George Osborne announced swingeing cuts to public spending on Wednesday, public sector workers have been outraged. They estimate that at least 500,000 public sector jobs will go, and perhaps up to 1 million. And today they've come out to march to protest against those cuts.
Here in London, union leaders told a rally that the government was making ordinary people pay the price for the actions of rich bankers who caused the financial crisis. They urged mass public resistance and national strikes along the lines of France and Greece.
This is a weak government. This is a divided government. This is a government that's got no legitimacy. If we stand firm, if we stand together, we can beat this government.
On Wednesday, the government said that it would slash welfare spending and raise the retirement age as part of a package to save £83 billion in 4 years. Before this announcement, health workers, council staff, firefighters, teachers and other public sector employees held protests. It says the cuts are necessary to reduce the UK's £155 billion deficit and strengthen the UK's economy in the long term. The government says that both rich and poor will bear the burden of reducing the deficits.
We are going to bring the years of ever-rising borrowing to an end. We are going to ensure, like every solvent household in the country, that what we buy we can afford, that the bills we incur we have the income to meet, and that we do not saddle our children with the interest on the interest on the interest of the debts that we were not prepared ourselves to pay.
Similar demonstrations to the one in London are being held around Great Britain, in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. Union leaders seem to be split over whether to call for French-style strikes now or whether to wait until the impact of the cuts starts to bite next spring. They have pledged, however, to hold the biggest demonstration in their history in March next year. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.
Well, meanwhile, strikers in France are protesting the government's pension reforms for a 12th straight day. This after the Senate's approval to raise the retirement age by 2 years. The strikes have caused gas shortages and disrupted train services in many parts of the country. About 30% of gas stations in Paris have been shut over strikes at refineries. French unions have announced they will continue their nationwide strikes against the pension reform bill over the next week. On Friday, the Senate voted in favor of the bill to raise the retirement age from 60 to 62.
After 140 hours of sometimes heated and impassioned rhetoric, the government finally got its way in the big debate about retirement and pension reforms.
Pour l'adoption, 177.
177 in favor, 153 against. The Senate adopts the retirement reform bill in its entirety.
Striking oil refinery workers remain defiant and plan legal action against the government for ordering them back to work. The legislative process isn't quite over. A joint committee of both houses of parliament will iron out a final text and vote again next week. But analysts say the bill is now almost certain to become law in spite of strikes, popular protests and strong political opposition. It would mean the retirement age in France going up from 60 to 62, the age of entitlement to a full pension rising from 65 to 67, and an extra year of pension contributions. Both sides have stuck to their positions.
The reality is that we have to do this reform. We have no other choice. The problem is that we have in France a sad tradition of demonstrations and strikes after big reforms. We have to change that.
Le droit de grève est un droit constitutionnel.
The right to strike is a constitutional right in France. The government hasn't listened or negotiated. There isn't a single other country in Europe that behaves in this manner.
The last 2 weeks have seen police clashing with pickets and students and around 2,000 arrests. Ports and refineries have been closed, fuel depots picketed, and filling stations have run dry. Public transport has been severely affected, and stinking rubbish has been piling up. But the government can draw hope from a weekend opinion poll in the conservative Le Figaro newspaper. Asked if the retirement bill were to become law, what would your attitude be towards the unions? 56% of respondents said the unions should respect the decision and stop the protests. Most of the important changes to the retirement system won't be implemented until 2018, and the main opposition Socialist Party have already promised to overturn the new law if they return to power at the next general election in 2 years. So this whole exercise might turn out to have been a waste of time. Mark Votier, Press TV, Paris.
Well, you're watching World News here on Press TV. These are the headlines this hour. A cholera outbreak continues to kill Haitians amid fears it could spread to the capital. Thousands of public sector workers protest the British government's spending cuts. Another day of travel disruptions and fuel shortages in France as strikes continue. And Bahrain votes amid accusations of a violent crackdown on Shia opposition figures.